Right to privacy. Right to privacy. You know, that's law. And, of course, it's bad law in some respects. It's been used to give the rationale behind the court's intervention in the abortion question. Right to privacy. Everybody has right to privacy. It can be bad law, depending on how far it's stretched. At least other scholars think it. I don't have enough expertise in the matter to weigh in a fully informed opinion, but other scholars would say that. It's real bad parenting in most cases. I had a mother call the show some years back. She found some letters serendipitously in her daughter's room. That means by good chance. In the letters, the daughter talked about some immoral things she was doing. The mother had not confronted her daughter yet. She wanted to talk with me, get my thoughts before the daughter got home. Mom said, "I feel terrible. I feel like a snoop. I shattered her privacy. And I know she's going to get mad because this has happened before." And the daughter got upset. The old, "You have no right to look at my things." And very skillfully, the daughter, mom suspected, would turn it around and make mom be the bad guy. Sorry, bad person. And the daughter would be the victim of the snooping, illegal actions of the mother. There is a right, in my opinion, that trumps all other rights. The right to safety and the right to moral safety comes under that umbrella. Which means that the children need to know they don't have a right to privacy. You're not going to go snooping into their things with no particular reason. If these private affairs at age 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 can hurt them, then it is your foremost duty as a parent to protect them. To protect them from themselves. The person who is most likely to hurt them is them. And as a parent, we can assume you have more experience. We can assume you have more wisdom. We can assume you know life better. And we don't have to assume the other fact. We can take it for granted. You're older. As a result, the question that mom had, which is, what do I do if my daughter gets really upset that I breached her privacy, really didn't need a whole lot of an answer. Oh, yeah, I gave mom some things to say to the daughter, but I suspect that if mom says them, the daughter is not about to say, "Oh, mother, I hadn't looked at it that way. Of course, I see what you're saying. I had labored under the mistaken notion, somewhat judicial in its original intent, that I had a right to privacy given the things that I wanted to do behind my parents' back. But because you explained it so beautifully, and obviously you talked to Dr. Ray, it's clear to me now. And I recognize that the right to privacy is trumped by my right to personal safety, personal moral safety. And your duty as a parent is to step in at any time you think there could be problems. You don't need due cause necessarily. Maybe you just need a sense, a gut, an instinct. Something isn't quite right." I don't suspect she'd say that. But we gave it a try anyway. And by the way, did she get mad? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I told mom, in her upset, in her anger at your breaching her privacy, she told you something. She told you something loud and clear. She was not feeling contrition, sheepishness, embarrassment, guilt over what she did and was planning to do. That didn't enter it. And in telling you that, She's telling you that she needs a lot of supervision because she sees nothing wrong with her conduct. So quickly, she was willing to turn the whole issue around and aim it back at Mom. Don't be bullied by that one.